présenter au bien, ou c'est Madame Rosalina?
Please go ahead.
C'est moi?
No, no, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Ok,
It's your turn. I will follow then after them.
ok. Ok, merci, merci. Donc, il m'a été demandé de parler de l'UPAF et comment l'UPAF fait face au racisme en Suisse. Peut-être pour faire plus vite, je vais essayer de parler dans mon anglais limité. Okay, I'll try to speak in English, in my poor English, to make things quickly. Okay, I've asked to talk about the university UPAF I'm managing, and it was created in 2008. And we organize many kinds of courses, trainings, etc. On the field of racism, we used to work with a special organization called CRAN. It's not the same CRAN than in France. It's a Swiss one, Carrefour de Réflexion et d'Action contre le Racisme Anti-Noir. We have four directions about dealing with racism. The first one is sensitization and education on especially in schools, and also by trainings, etc. And also by organizing conferences, big conferences. I think we are the only one in Europe to organize European conference on anti-Black racism in Europe. Two times we organized it in 2006, and the last one in 2016. Next year we are going to organize a big general assembly on the 20th anniversary of Durban DDPA. And next year also we are going to organize this the third National Assembly on anti-Black racism in Switzerland, especially on police violences. And in order to make it possible, we are going to produce a big document only on police violences in Switzerland from 2000 to 2020. The second direction we are working is to document all racist phenomena, facts, etc. We can pick in newspapers, or we can pick on with people, through testimonies, etc. And we used to publish every year special reports on anti-Black racism in Switzerland. And now, for the moment, we are working on to complete our report. Our last report, big report, which lasted from 2000 to 2015, we are going to complete it from 15 to 20 next year. We also used to deal with advocacy when people, call us to have help and other advices. And we have some people, lawyers, who can intervene in this field. And we used to intervene also in denouncing in denouncing racism in the police, racism in the street, racism everywhere, and through communiqué de presse, etc. But what I have to point out here is the fact that all this work we are doing, we do it without any means. Since our creation, we don't have any support from the state. We have to pay by ourselves, even if we are working on a public for a public interest. Last time at Geneva, Geneva Municipal Council, they decided to grant some organization, but they chose only the organization combating anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, even if they had statistics showing that the most frequent racism in Switzerland and especially in Geneva is anti-Black racism. But so now we are going to try to get some funds, but it's not so easy to work on racism and to work generally on intercultural, multicultural topics without any support from the state, from Geneva State, etc. That's what I wanted to point out. I hope my English was quite clear, and otherwise I can say the same thing in French and have a translation. Thank you.